Vanderbilt neuroscientist Frank Tong uses non-invasive technology, specifically functional magnetic resonance imaging, to determine what people are paying attention to.
fMRI can be used to measure how much oxygen is in different parts of the brain. When people think about something, the part of the brain that's being used most uses up a lot of oxygen, and so we can see that part of the brain get active with fMRI.
Tong says he and his colleagues analyzed the pattern of activity in the earliest part of the brain that processes information by showing individuals sets of lines with different angles.
We know that the early part of the brain is sensitive to the tilt of lines, and we could read out this information by measuring brain activity with fMRI, something that before could only be done by actually putting penetrating electrodes, say in animals, and listening to individual neurons. We could do this by measuring large chunks of tissue.
Tong, who has developed a new statistical approach to predicting what an individual is looking at, says mind reading is only one of many possible applications of this research.
So it could be that a person's, let's say, face area responds just fine when they see faces, but they have a hard time recognizing faces. But maybe the pattern of activity in their face area is all disorganized compared to a normal person's brain. So maybe we can use this and try to figure out if something's on the surface seems to be normal, maybe it's not totally functioning the right way.
Tong is the co-author of this research, published in Nature Neuroscience. I'm Emory Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.